Well, you have sand and gravel bottom. You pile drive a big tube into the bottom with a ship or the pile driver, and you mount a wind turbine from that point up. It's like being on land. The cable goes down under the sea bottom about 6 feet or so and back to shore, and you get your electricity.
So do you actually see these sort of turbines above the water?
Yeah, the turbine is above the water. The base of it is under the water.
And how? And I'm just trying to picture it. If you're out in a boat and there you come upon a wind farm, do you see hundreds of these? Would you propose hundreds of these sort of roped off in an area?
Yeah, I have gone out in a boat and seen them off the coast of Denmark, for example. And you come up and they're little in the distance. You get right next to them and they're huge. You know, you're looking up. you don't hear anything because the waves lapping against the boat are actually louder than the wind turbines. You know, an economic size of an offshore wind farm is maybe 50, 80, 100 turbines and then up from there. If you did three or four or five, it wouldn't make economic sense.
So if you're on the beach in Ocean City, would you be able to look out and see them?
Well, they might be built further away from a tourist destination like Ocean City or Rehoboth, Delaware. But, yeah, you'd probably see in the distance, they'd probably be fairly small, an area that doesn't have as much tourism and stuff. They might be built a little bit closer in.
So tell us about your study and what you found.
Well, we're trying to understand how much wind power there is on land and offshore. The land stuff has been done a bit already. It can do a bit of Delaware, not very much, a bit more of Maryland because Maryland has some mountaintops and so forth, but there are some environmental issues in those mountaintops. So we wanted to look offshore. The wind is stronger, although it costs a bit more to install the turbines. So how much is out there was the question.
Yeah, because I think there has been some criticism about the on-land wind farms. And just as you said, if the wind dies down, where are you?
Right.
But out on the water, there's less chance of that.
It's more steady. 83% of the time, there's some wind. It might not be full power. So you've got, about 18% or so, 17% downtime. But on land, you'd have more downtime than that. So it's more steady and stronger offshore, but that doesn't mean it's totally steady.
What would the cost be?
Well, the cost of the electricity right now, with no subsidies or anything like that, is probably 18 cents a kilowatt hour, whereas if you buy dirty power, it's more like 12 probably.
Okay.
So the difference is that 18 cents is the same amount for the whole time you own it, whereas if you're buying natural gas power, coal power, whatever, that price that I just gave you for today varies with the fuel cost.
Real quickly, where is this study going to go from here?
Well, we have expanded it to a larger area, all of PJM, which is from North Carolina to New Jersey. And then we're also trying to understand how to build some of these turbines and install them for less money. So we're doing a study of that right now.